Today's shir is Masechta Ha'ariyos Daf Yud Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous shir, we had discussed the children of Yeshio, and the pasuk had mentioned various children. And now the Gemara says, "Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyo." Shalom and Tzidkiyo are the one and the same individual. It says the Bryce of Olam Nikra Shema Shalom. Why was he called by the name Shalom? Shayim Shalom B'Masav. He was a tzaddik gomer. Even though, point out Rashi, that the pasuk says regarding him, V'yas hara be'ini Hashem Elokov, says Rashi, that means that he did not act properly towards Yirmiyah, who had spoken in the name of Hashem, and he had violated, as we will discuss, the Shvua of Nebuchadnezzar. But in all other ways, he was a tzaddik. Ikadamri, Shalom, Shishama Malchut Beistav Ben Yamav. He was the last of the Malchay Beistavid. Umashmai, what was his original name? Masnaya. Shema, his name was Masnaya. Shema, v'yimlech melech bavas Masnaya doidoi tachtov, v'yas v'shema tzitkiyo. Nebuchadnezzar took Yechiyonya to Bavel, and he placed he put into his position Tzidkiyahu. V'yas v'shemoi, v'yimlech melech bavas masi doida tachtov. Tzidkiyahu, who was Yechonya's uncle, became king. V'yas v'shemoi Tzidkiyahu, and he called him Tzidkiyahu. And in fact, the Mashal says that really, the time of Tzidkiyahu, they should have gone into Golus right away. Only because Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik, did they not go into Golus. Amalai, and in fact, that's why Tzidkiyahu, the Chvanetzah said to Tzidkiyahu, Ka yatzlich lo, as a dinim timrad bi, he said, if you will violate the Shvua, then you will cause the Klai Yisrael will go into Golus. The Gam B'Melch Nebuchadnezzar Moloch Morad Asher Shbir Balakim. The Gemara Masechet in the Dorm Daf Samechei teaches us that Tzidkiyahu saw Nebuchadnezzar that he was eating a raw rabbit, and Nebuchadnezzar was obviously very embarrassed, and he made Tzidkiyahu swear that he wouldn't reveal this to anyone. Afterwards, Tzidkiyahu regretted that he made this shua, because he wanted to publicize who Nebuchadnezzar really is. And he went to Bezdin and he had his shua annulled. And that's what the pasuk means. V'gam melech Nebuchadnezzar marad ashishbiya elekim. And Nebuchadnezzar, and that, as the Mashal explains, certainly Nebuchadnezzar did not make him make a shua. They won't rebel against him. That's obvious. The Shvua was about this episode that he had caught him doing. So as the Gemara, we learned that Yoachas was anointed with the Shemana Mishka because his brother Yoachim wanted to be king. He was older than him, and because of that, he had to be anointed. Asked the Gemara, when we have a Shemana Mishka, was there any Shemana Mishka still available at that time? But Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Mishnignas Aron, from when the Aron HaKodesh was put away, Nignas, Shemana Mishka. The Shemana Mishka was also hidden, but Tzinsenes Amon, the Tzinsenes Amon that they saved from the time of, the Tzinsenes Amon that they saved from the time they were in the Midbar, Umaklish Aron, the stick that Aron did, Shkadeh for Echel, the story you remember in Chumash, when they want Korach wanted to rebel against Aaron, and they all put in the sticks, and Aaron's stick blossomed almonds and flowers. Argus Shishal Plishtim Doirin Laisrael, the Plishtim had captured the Aaron, and then when it caused them grief and they wanted to send it back, they sent him in a box. Shenema Vaskliya Zova Shivoisulam Osham to Simba Argus Mitzidai Vishlachtim Oisai Vaholoch. It was just sent back. It says the Rami Gonzoi, who was the one that put away, that put the hid the Aron. Says the Mar Yeshua Melech Gunza. It was Yeshua Melech Yehuda. Shira, because he saw that the pasuk says Shekasa B'Tayra Yoel Hashem Oisach Ves Malkcha Ashetokim Alecha Agoyish Leidata Ata Vasecha. A pasuk in the Teichach and Pashat Tziv and Pashat Kisavai. He saw that Klai Yisrael were going to go into Golus, and therefore what he said was Tziva V'Gonzim. He said that the Aron should be put away. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'yoyim Leleviim Havinu Chol Yisrael Hagdoshim LaHashem Tenu as Aron Hakodesh V'Baisa Shabana Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael En Lechem Mas V'Kosev. You have no reason to carry anymore. Ato Ivdus Hashem Elkechem Es Am Yisrael. Now go worship Hakadosh Baruch Hu without the Aron. And as the Mefarshim explained, certainly Yeshua learned the entire Torah. But when Yeshua opened up the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu had written, most interestingly, it opened up to the pasuk that we just read. And the fact that it opened up to that pasuk, that is an indication, he took that as an indication that the Aron should be put away. Vomer Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Elazar continues saying, we learn Exer Shava, the word Shom, Shom. The pasuk says regarding the Aron, V'yaneyadet al-cha Shom. The pasuk says regarding the Tzinsen Saman, V'sen Shama Meloya Aimer. Then we learn Exer Shava, Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres. We learn Exer Shava Mishmeres Mishmeres. The pasuk says by the Mon, L'mishmeres L'dari Seichem. By the mackle of Aaron, by the stick of Aaron, it says, "Vahoshev esmata Aaron l'vnei ha'edus l'mishmeres." And then Ashi Doris Doris, we zunik zeri shava. By the mon, it says l'doris seichem. And by the shavana mishcha, the pasuk says l'doris seichem. So that's how we learn this zeri shava. So now the question is, if the shavana mishcha was put away, how could the Gemara have possibly said that it was still used to anoint Yoyachas? To which the Gemara says, which is the way the entire sugi began, Amra Papa Bafras Medachi. They didn't use the real Shemana Mishka. They had oil that was similar to the Shemana Mishka, and that was the way he was, and that was the oil with which he was anointed. Taramban begins the Gemara, Ketchin Moshkinas and Malachim. Exactly, how is the Mashiach done? Says the Gemara, Kimenezer. They make a circle of oil around the head of the king, and that is like a crown, and that's the way we show that we're anointing him to be king. Veskahanim, when we do Shemana Mishka on a Kohen, how is it done? Kimi ki. Ask the Gemara, what does a ki mean? Amar Menashe Bagada, kimin kaf Yevani. It looks like a chaf of Yevani, which is like the letter, many Rishonim explain, that's Rashi's explanation, that it looks like a letter ches. And I saw that the Miri explains that, as we're learning now, the difference between the way a king is anointed, where the king is anointed with the oil completely around his head, and the Kohen Gadol is only from three sides, not the back. The back is known as the Orif. The back is Kshei Orif. The back represents being stubborn. And what is being told to the Kohen Gadol, that even though you're being appointed to be Kohen Gadol, you shouldn't be Kshei Orif. You shouldn't be stubborn. You should not be stubborn in the way in your actions towards Klal Yisrael. Other Rishonim have a different approach. What was the key look like? So we'll say it looks like a straight line, and it started from the front and not from the back. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, continues the Brice in explaining how was the Mashiach done. Says the Gemara, one Brice says, B'tchila Moitzkin, Shema Rosh. First they pour the oil on the head of the Kohen Gadol, V'akach Noisen Lai, Shema Barisa Enav, and then some more oil is put between his eyebrows. V'tanya Idach, yet there's another Brice that says, B'tchila Noisen Lai, Shema Barisa Enav, the first oil is put between first the oil is put between the eyebrows, v'akach ma'is k'lai shem ha'roshoi, and then we put the oil on top of the head. Says the Gemara, what is this question based on? Says the Gemara, Tanoihi, it's actually machlokes tanoim. Ikad emri, there's some say that mashiach adifa, that the main part of the anointing process is the mashiach, and that's why that comes first. Ikad emri tzika adifa, that the pouring of the oil it comes first. That's why that mandama holds it goes first. My Tama asked the Gemara, what is the basis for the opinion that holds my Tama the Manda Omer that says that the Yitzika Adifa, that the pouring of the oil is more important? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yitzik Meshem Ramishkal Rosh Aaron V'yimshach Oysoi L'katshay. So from here we see the Yitzika comes first. Or Manda Omer Meshich Adifa, my Tama, and the Manda Omer that holds that the actual smearing is more important. What is that based on? Kesavar, that came at the Moitz B'Klisharis, the Klisharis that were in the Mishkan, that they did not do Yitzika on them at all. They only did Mashicha. The fact that they only did Mashicha is an indication that Mashicha is more important. Ask the Gemara V'Ksiv, V'Yitzak U'B'Soy V'Yimshach, doesn't the Pasuk clearly say that V'Yitzak took place before V'Yimshach? So how can we say, asked the Gemara, the Mashicha came first? Answers the Gemara, Hakam, this was meant to be said. My Tama V'Yitzak, why were they able to do V'Yitzak? Because V'Shem the Yimshach, because they had already done the Mashicha, now they could come to do the Yitzika. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, the Brisa says, Kishemin Atoiv, a Pasuk can tell him, Kishemin Atoiv Arosh, Yoyrid Al Zakan Zakan Aaron, that this pasuk is talking about when Aaron HaKohen the Gadol was anointed. It says the Gemara, what happened was there were two drops of oil from the Shemen HaMishka that remained on the bottom of the beard of Aaron. And the reason this was explained to Rishonim, the Ben Yoyad explains, the reason for this was that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted everybody to know that Aaron was appointed to this position by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction. So in case, as we find in the Midbar, Kairach and others might have wanted to protest, so he had always these two drops of oil demonstrating that he was the person appointed by the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Come in, Shnei tipe magolius so yitluyin l'aram b'zikna. Amar papa tonika shum saper. When Aaron would speak with other people, oilus v'yoshulay b'ikah ziknai. They would go up in order that, so to speak, that they shouldn't fall down. They would go back up to the top of his beard. So the Ramosha Soloveitchik explains why was it so important. What was the purpose of this nace? So one pshat that he says is that by Aaron HaKohen always seeing these two drops of oil that are on his beard and always being worried that they may fall off, that caused them to constantly concentrate and recognize that I am the Kohen Gadol and I have to act as the Kohen Gadol is supposed to act. And that caused them to remain with the Yerushimayim that he needed to have. That's one pshat. But then he says a different pshat. He says that Aaron was the person who was Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom. When Aaron saw somebody doing something improperly, he would go and speak to them. And he would also be, as the pasuk says, Kisifse Kain Yishmer Das V'Tayri V'Akshim Repiu. He was the person that taught Torah, and because he was the person that taught Torah, he had the drops of oil by his mouth to show that the words that emanated from Aaron were important, great words that had to be respected. Says the Gemara, And Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly concerned, Omer, Shema Chas V'Shalom Ma'alti B'Shemen HaMishcha. Maybe I didn't use the Shemen HaMishcha properly, because the Shemen HaMishcha is Kodesh, and we have to be most careful that it should be used properly and not take more. And here Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that because he poured extra oil, that there was even leftover oil on Aaron's beard, he was concerned that maybe he didn't use the Shemen HaMishcha properly. So Baskov announced, just like the tal that's on the top of the Cherman Mountain, aimed by Me'ila, just dew that falls down. Af Shemar Mishka Shemzakan Aaron, aimed by Me'ila. However, says the Maravadayan, Haya Aaron Daig. Aaron was concerned, Am Hashem Moshe Leimol, as the Pasuk just told us, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do Me'ila, but his concern was that Avani Ma'alti, that I have this oil on my beard that constantly is there and it's maybe not supposed to be there. Yotza Baskol Vamra. So for that, Baskol came out and said, Hine ma toiv ma noam sheves achim gam yachad. Ma Moshe leimol af ata leimol. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu did not do any me'ila, so too do you not do any me'ila. And Moshe Soloveitchik says that this Gemara teaches us a very important lesson. And that is, and he used to say this to couples as they got married. He said, if a couple wants to be successful in their marriage, the attitude that they have to take to their marriage is that it's always my fault, not the other person's fault. Here we have Aaron and Moshe, and each one of them was concerned that there was Me'ila. So says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu could have said it's Aaron's fault. And Aaron could have said that it's Moshe Rabbeinu's fault. But that wasn't the attitude they took. They took an opposite attitude. They each said that it's my fault. When each one looks at themselves and not the other one, then that's when you have a marriage that can survive. And that's the beauty of the relationship that existed between Aaron and Moshe. The eighth Yosef asks, why is there concern for Mila? The Gemara teaches us that whenever you have a situation where what you have, the mitzvah that you have to have, was used, ain't by Mila, there's no longer any Mila. So the question he asks is that since they finished doing the anointing with the Shemana Mishka, there can't be any more Mila. So he answers that that as long as the oil was still recognizable, it could be subject to Me'ila. Tana Bottom continues the Gemara, Ein Moshka Melochim, Ela Amayin, Ela Amayin. The place to do the Mashiach of Kings is only by the Mayin, by the river. Kedei Shetamashik Melchusim, just like this river constantly is flowing, so too our bracha and our tefillah is that this melucha should continue forever. Shanam of Yom HaMelech Lam, Kach Imochem as Avnei Adonechem, V'kachtem Eshlam Ibni Ala Pirda Ashali, V'radatem Elai Alagichen. And that's why I saw that the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov explains that on Rosh Hashanah, the minig is to do Tashlich, and we go to a river. And our Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that a very important part of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, that we declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over the world. And what we do is we go to the river and we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we appoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the Melech and be the Melech for the rest of the year. His Malchus should continue. It says the Gemara, Amar of Ami, Hayman Debayil Mehade, Im Masi Shate Eloi, if a person wants to know if he will survive the year, Nitli Sharga, he should light a candle, Basari May, the Mayor Shari Yom Kippur. He should light a candle from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, the Seres Yom Tshuva, but based on the Leinosh Vazika, in a home which is not open to a draft, Im Moshech Nahare, if the candle continues to burn, neither the man appreciate, he'll know that this is a good sign and the year will be a good, he'll survive. Man, the boil of Meveriska, and somebody who wants to do a business deal, a boil of Meda, in Mitzlach, Eloi Mitzlach, and he wants to know if he's going to be successful, Lirbi Tanago, he should raise a chicken, and as he wants to enter this business, Ish Shaman V'Shafer, if he sees that it grows matzlach, that's a sign that he's going to be successful. Hi man, the boil may be glorcha. If somebody wants to take a trip, or boil meder, imchazav asul beis imloy, will he come home successfully? Nekem beis the chavra, he should go into a dark home. Imchazav bebua, if he sees a double shadow, later the hadav asul beis, that's a proof that he will come home fine. What's the pshat in this? So I saw that the Mashal says, we know the Pasuk says, Ki malach yitzav loch l'shmocha b'chol d'rachecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us malachim. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us malachim, by seeing the shadow, that means you're seeing the shadow of this these malachim. However, says Allah, Milsi, all this is incorrect, because the way we react to things is the way things will happen. And the Dilma, what happened here is Dilma's Chol Shtate, if he sees that his experiment doesn't work as he expected, then that is going to influence the Misrei Mazlei that he'll have bad luck. The Mashal points out also that even though we're saying that the king is anointed by the Mayan, by the river, that's only a halacha on the king, not regarding the Kohanim. Kohanim are not anointed by the king. The question that, of course, we need to learn when we speak about this Gemara, and we'll continue learning the Gemara, is that the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Lo Sanachshu. And the Gemara we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin teaches us that all these types of situations which represent a superstition is in the category of Menachish. So what is Pshat, not what our Gemara says? So in fact, the Meiri says that when the Gemara says V'lav Milsihi, that's what the Gemara means to say. V'lav Milsi, it's not appropriate to do these things. This is not our way. Our way is Tamin Tia Meshem Elokecha. Rashi seems to say, what the Gemara means to say is that this is not something to be relied on. So, of course, the question is, well, how could the Gemara have given these different different directions if it's not our way? So I saw a number of pshat. One is, as we learned the Gemara only used these signs. In all the cases that Gemara just mentioned, the Gemara just used these signs for a good sign. If something good happens, that's a proof that you'll have a happy ending. For good, you can rely on it, but not for bad. Another pshat that I saw is that the person who's doing it should not be doing it as a simon. You're not allowed to do it and rely on this to tell you, should you do something or should you not do something. Rather, the way to understand this Gemara is that the person should do it. And hopefully through doing this, it'll cause that Min HaShemayim, he shall be successful. But it should not be that the person is doing it as a way to know what he's supposed to do or what he's not supposed to do. You're supposed to completely rely on Hashem. And in fact, I saw Adam Farshim suggest that that's what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means to say here is that by doing these things, we're showing that we're completely relying on Hashem and on nothing else. Says the Gemara, Amar Baya, Hashtadar, but now that we've established that Simonim Milsihi, that we have all these various Simonim, Loilam Yeragol Lemechsi Barashata, it's important that a person should, at the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah, have different vegetables and foods on the table. It says, Kra is a cucumber, Rubya are carrots or other vegetables, kati with silky with tamri, all of them are vegetables that could be used as a simen as for a good year. So the question that many ask is what is the Gemara that say the word Yehi Rogel? He should always be used to. So the Ben Ishchai says that, so there's two different pshatim. One pshat is the Ben Ishchai says that Rogel means both days of Rosh Hashanah. That's why it means Rogel to speak about both days. On the other hand, the Bnei Yisoskar says that the Gemara uses the word Bereish Shata. And what does the Gemara mean to say by saying Reish Shata? Doesn't use the word Rosh Hashanah. He says because it's only on the first day of the year, not on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and not the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's why it says Bereish Shata. And actually, there are many different menhagim. As we just said, the Bnei Yisoskar says that we only have the simanim on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Others say that it should be on both, as we just said, on both nights of Rosh Hashanah. So I saw that somehow there's another question. In our Gemara, if we look at the wording of our Gemara, the Gemara says Loilam Ye Rogel Le Mechsi. The Gemara says you should look at the simanim. If you look, there's a similar Gemara in Masechta Krisis. But there, the Gemara doesn't say the word lemechsi. There, the Gemara says the word lemechel, to eat. And therefore, some suggest that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you eat the simanim, and on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you have the simanim on the table, but don't eat them. There are those that actually have the minig, that not only do they eat the simanim on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and on the second night, they even eat them by all the meals of Rosh Hashanah. And as I just said, there some have the minig that they only eat them the first night, but they have them on the table the second night or by the other meals as well. There's also a question that when we eat them, we're supposed to say the yirotzen and every food, the appropriate yirotzen. So the Paiskim actually say that if somebody has a food that he doesn't enjoy, or some foods could have a question on the kashrus of the food with worms, you could have it on the table and just say the Yerotzen. And in fact, the closing of the Rebbe I saw indicates in his Chuvus, Shalas Chuvus, the Reyatz of Eruchayim, Simmeration, and Beis, that neither Gemara, the Gemara here, and the Gemara Masech, the Krisis, speaks about the Yerotzen. So he wants to suggest that the Yerotzen is actually only said in a place, on a food that we don't eat. So if there's not going to be eating of the food, then we say the Yerotzen. But if you're going to eat the food, then maybe it's not necessary at all to say the Yerotzen. And others suggest that we have to be most careful that to not say the Yerotzen in a food that we're making a bracha. We shouldn't make the bracha and say the Yerotzen after the bracha, because that would be a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. So most of the foods that we eat are eaten by the middle of the meal, so we don't make a separate bracha. But the apple and the honey, which is in many communities eaten before washing, so we make a bari priyetz. So you either say the yirotzen before you make the bari priyetz, which is in itself a complicated approach, how to say yirotzen for yourself before you make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, therefore, they suggest to make the bracha, take a piece of the, eat a piece of the apple, and after you eat a piece of the apple, then and only then do you say the Yerotzen. Says the Gemara Amalei, Ramashash Labrei. Ramashash said to his son, Kibisa Meila Magmiri Kamei Rabbeichu, when you want to go learn by your Rebbe, Girsa Masnisav Allah Kamei Rabbeichu, first learn the Mishnayis, and only afterwards go study. The Chiyisva Kamei, when you sit and study at a Rebbe Chazula Pimei, look at his mouth. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'ayei Necharois Merecha. It's important to see the Rebbe. V'kirse Garsal Na'ar Demayu, when you learn next to a river. Like that, by learning next to the river, just like the Gehechen, the Mashke Mayu, Mashke Shmetzayu, just like the river constantly flows, your Torah should constantly flow. But to Siva Kalk the Masa Mechatsia, it's better to live by the garbage dump of Masa Mechatsia, Vloy Tesu, a permit of Pumbedisa, rather than living in the mansion of Pumbedisa. Tavi Galdnataria, it's better to eat a small fish that might be somewhat spoiled, that Masa Mechasya, that comes from the city of Masa Mechasya, than to eat the Kutach, which is a very popular, good food that from the Rami Kupi, than to eat strong Kutach. And the reason, again, is you want to have people living in Masa Mechasya. Masa Mechasya was a city of Talmid Chachamim, and in order to grow yourself, you have to live amongst Talmid Chachamim, whereas, as we learned earlier, the Pavadisa was a city of Rav Ganovim. The Gemara also says to eat the spoiled fish of rather than the Kutach, because the Gemara says the Kutach is a food that's metamtim as a leiv, or machish as a guf. It is a food that makes people weak, and therefore a person has to be careful with his diet to eat. A person has to be careful with his diet to only eat healthy food. The pasuk says, "Baloischas haneiros yiru sheves haneiros amol pneim noiru yiru sheves haneiros." So the Sefer Shemen Atoiv explains that candle shemen represent chachma, and the pasuk is teaching us that baloischas haneiros, when we light the candles, we should always have the candles facing the middle candle to represent that, just like we're always supposed to look at our Rebbe, we're always supposed to pay attention to look at our Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's supposed to be the center of our attention. But I saw that the Satmar Rebbe has a little different approach to this. His approach to this is actually that for a Talmud to be successful, we need that the Rebbe should constantly be thinking about the Talmud. And therefore, if is not speaking only about the Talmud seeing the Rebbe, it's also speaking about the Rebbe looking at the Talmud to make sure that the Talmud is being successful in his learning. Rama Karni Balakai, says the Gemara, what is Pshat Rama Karni? Rama Karni is a horn, v'loi Rabbi Pachi, not a pitcher. Says the Madovna Shlem Mishnim Shkabakarin, Dovin and Shlomo, who were anointed by a king, with a Karen, so they were successful. And Nimshcha Malchusan, Malchus based Dovin. However, Sheol v'Yehu, Shenimshcha v'Pach, that their Mashiach was done with a pitcher, Lo Nimshcha Malchusan, their kingdom, their monarchy did not last. We learned in the Mishnah that who was the Mashiach that we keep on speaking about, the special carbon that a Kohen Gadol would bring? That's one who was Meshuach b'Shemen HaMishka. It was anointed with the Shemen HaMishka. Says the Matan Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Im haKohen haMashiach yechta l'Eshmas Am, v'ikrav al chatos ha'shechot ha'par ba'bakatam l'Hashem l'chatos." Mashiach yochel. I would think that the pasuk is speaking about a Melech, because we know the Melech is anointed. Tamalaymer Kohen, e Kohen. Yochel Merubah Begadim, as we know, a person can become the Kohen Gadol by being the individual that wears the Shemayna Big Day Kuna. Tamalayim Mashiach, says the Gemara. That's why the Pasuk says, Mashiach, that means that the Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the Shemayna Mishka. E Mashiach Yochel Meshuach Mechama. Before they went out to war, there was a Kohen who was called the Meshuach Mechama. And as they went out to the war, he used to speak to them, as the pasuk says, "Va'yik krafchem ala mechama v'nigash akoyin v'diba ala am yochol meshuach mechama." That's the pasuk who the pasuk is speaking about. Tamaloymer hamashiach akoyin hamashiach shem mashiach al gabav. The koyin who's in the highest position. My mashma. How do we know that's the definition of koyin mashiach? Kid amar rava. When the pasuk speaks about the Gemara Masechta Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amrav speaks about the Gidah Anoshim, and the question is, which the two Gidah Anoshes, which of the two is meant? He says, Hayureyach, Hamayam Menesh Biyarech, the right one, the more important one. Similarly, Hachanami, when we speak about Mashiach, we're speaking about the Kohen Gadol, Hamayam Shebe Meshuchim, which means the Kohen Gadol. Amamar, Mashiach Yochel Melech. The Gemara, the Brisa began by saying Mashiach maybe means the king. Ask the Gemara, Melech Parhu Demaisi, does the king bring a par for a Kohen carbon? As we've been learning, Sor Demaisi, the Torah already tells us that the Nasi, if he does this type of Aveira, brings a Sor. So how can we think, ask the Gemara, that this Pasuk is speaking about the Melech? Answers the Gemara, Istrich. We might still have thought that this Pasuk is still speaking about the Nasi. Kosakatat Chamina, we would think that when the king did an Aveira Shigas Maisa, he just did the wrong thing. That's when Yavi Sor. But a Helm Dover, if not just that he did the wrong thing, but it was based on an erroneous Psak, there Allah is Yavi Par, he should also bring a Par. That's where he brings a Par. Kamashmon, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that the Nasi always brings a Sor. That's the Nasi's halacha. And the Kohen Mashiach, as we've been learning, brings a par, but he only brings the par when his incorrect psak, when his incorrect action was preceded by incorrect psak. Ein bein, we learned in the Mishnah, ein bein mishuch machama l'merub of godim, el par ba kol mitzvah. This special par is only brought by a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the Shemana Mishcha. But any other Kohen Gadol doesn't have this halacha. Says the Gemara, Masnissin like Rameya, our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Rameya. Dear Rameya, Hatanya, Merubah Begodim, maybe parabol kol mitzvahs, that even if he is a Merubah Begodim, he brings the special power of the Kohen Gadol, Divra Rameya, for like, how do like Chum, the Chum don't agree? Says the Gemara, my Tamad Rameya, what is the reason for Rameya's position? The Tanya Mashiach, Ainli Ela Meshuch, B'Shem and Amishcha. I would know that the Pasuk is only speaking about the person who is a Meshuach B'Shem and Amishcha, Meruba Begadim Anayin. How do we know that this halacha also applies to a Meruba Begadim? Ta'amaloymer HaKoyin HaMashiach. Says the Gemara, but Maya Kimte, so how have you explained our Mishnah? That we've explained that our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanon, who hold that the Kohen Gadol of Meruba Begadim doesn't bring the special carbon, the power of the Kohen Gadol, when he did an Aveira. Ask the Gemara, Eim Seifa, but let's continue learning the Mishnah. Eim Bein Kohen HaMashamish, there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who's actually currently serving as the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Shavar versus a Kohen who was removed from position, El Par Yom Kippurim, the special power that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, Vaseiris Eifa. That clearly is the opinion of Rameyer, because the Mishnah is teaching us that all the other halachas, even a Merubah Begadim, all the Kohanim will have the same halacha. The Tanya and the Braisa teaches us this, because the Braisa teaches us, ear by psul, if a Kohen Gadol was appointed and then something happened to disqualify him, for Avar, and he was removed from his position, Uminiu Kohen Achatachtav, and another Kohen was appointed to replace him, and then Baruch Hashem, whatever disqualified the first Kohen is no longer applicable. Mina achatachtav, harisha chayzlavadas, so the first Kohen goes back to his position. Vasheni kol mitzvahs kunal of divrei Rameya, clearly what Rameya holds. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says harisha chayzlavadas, the first Kohen goes back to his job. Vasheni, and the second Kohen, the person who was the substitute Kohen Gadol, ain't a roi loy l'kohen Gadol v'loy l'kohen Hedget. It can't be neither. Not a Kohen Gadol again, and not a Kohen Hedget. And says Rabbi Yossi, Maisa b'Yosef ben Elam in Tzipuri, there was a person whose name was Yosef ben Elam in Tzipuri, shared by Psuba Kohen Gadol, there was a disqualification with the Kohen Gadol, and therefore Uminua, and they appointed Yosef ben Elam Tachtov to be his substitute. Obama, and then the original Kohen Gadol Baruch Hashem got better. Obama asked the Chachamim, and a question was brought to the Chachamim, what should be done? The first Kohen goes back to his position. Sheni and Yosef ben Elam, he can't serve in either position. Kohen Gadol Mashem Eva, the first Kohen Gadol will be jealous, will be upset by him doing that position. And the Kohen Hedyot can't be Mishur Malam B'Kodesh Remeridim. Once you attain a certain higher level position, you can't go back. Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains the expression that the Gemara uses here, and it actually uses often, a Malam B'Kodesh Remeridim, that there is no status quo in our Avodas Hashem. And what we have to learn is Malin B'Kodesh. If we're going up, we're constantly going up. Because the Ein, if we're not constantly growing in our Avodas Hashem, then Meridin, then what's happening is we're going backwards, we're regressing. There is no status quo. We're either growing or Chas V'Shalom the other way. So we have a question asked the Gemara. The first, the din that says, the din that the Braisa said, that a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Sha'avar have all the same halachas, besides for these specific halachas that were mentioned, the two halachas of Asiris Eifa Yom Kippur is Reb Meir. And the end of the Mishnah, that the Merubim Begadim doesn't bring the special pekar, is Rabbanan. So we have Reish Rabbanan say for a mayor. How can we understand the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Amar Avchiz the In. Exactly, that's the way to understand the Mishnah, that the Reish is Rabbanan, the Sefer is Rameya. Rabbi Yosemer, Rabbi He. The way to understand the Mishnah is that the Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi. The Nosavale Aliba the Tanoi. And what Rabbi did is that he picked and chose whose opinion does he follow. So in one machlokes, he followed the opinion of Rameyer. That's why he mentioned that opinion in that question in the Sefer. And the Reishi agrees with Rabbanan's opinion. That's why he quoted their opinion. Rav Amar, Rav Shimon he. Rava says that the Mishnah represents the opinion of Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon, Savalek Rameyer B'chadah, regarding the one place he paskins regarding the Kohen Sha'avar, he paskins like Rameya, or Palak Labachada regarding the Halacha who brings the Parakai Mashiach, is it only the one that was anointed, or also the one that's Merubah Begadim? There he follows the opinion of Rabbanan. The Tanya says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot Elohim. These are the differences in Halacha between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. Parabah Kal Mitzvahs, the par that's brought on the par that the Kohen Mashiach brings, par Yom Kippurim that the Kohen Gadol brings, a serious Eifah that we spoke about, that the Kohen Gadol brings every day Korban Mincha, from a serious Eifah flower, Machtzisa B'Boker, Machtzisa Ben Abayim, half in the morning and half afternoon, Loi Pereya, he's not allowed to let his hair grow long, V'Loi Perim, he's not allowed to tear his begodim when he has to do kriya for the loss of a relative, or pyram lamata, the hedjit melmala. We'll discuss this later in the shir. Later, what does this mean? Veimatamel krivim. The kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei to any relative, even to the seven close relatives that are mentioned in the pasuk. The mozer al psula. He only can marry a woman who's a psula. Vasa b'almana, he can't marry a woman who was previously married, even if she's still a psula. Machzeh ritzeach, when a ritzeach is rechma, when a ritzeach b'shogi runs tari miklet, the death of the kohen gadol is what frees him. Makrav einan, when a person is still an einan, kohen gadol could bring a carbon. Eina oichel, he doesn't, however, he's not allowed to eat from kabanis when he's an einan. Veina chaylik, when they divide up shares of the carbon, when he's an oinon, he doesn't get a share. Neitel chaylik b'roish, we know that the various kabanas were divided up in the base of Migdash with a pious, with a lottery. He just takes a share without that. Mishmamish b'shmeinu b'kelim, he wears the shmeinu b'godim v'kain godl. V'kol avodas yom kippurim enik shere elaboy. All the avoid of Yom Kippur is only with him. And that's why the Baal Ma says on Yom Kippur there were no lottery because everything was done by him. Others say that there were certain avoid of Yom Kippurim that were done not by the Kohen Gadol. Upata al Tumas Mitzvah Mikdashav, if he entered the base of Mikdash b'shogig when he's tamei, or he ate kachim b'shogig when he's tamei, he doesn't bring, that we discussed earlier in Amasechta, he doesn't bring a carbon oil of a yarid. The kulan naigim b'marum begadim, all of these halachas also apply to the Kohen Gadol who just became Kohen Gadol because he's wearing the Shemayin begadim. Chutz mi bar hamevi al hamitzvus, the special power of a Kohen a Mashiach, the kulan, and furthermore, Kohen sh'avar, the kulan noigim a Mashiach sh'avar, if a Kohen became Kohen Gadol by being appointed with the oil, and then he lost his position, till all these halachas applied to him, chutz mi par yom kippurim v'asira sa'efa. For kulan, all the halachas that we just mentioned regarding Kohen Gadol, says the Braisa, I spoke earlier about the Meshuch Mechama. They don't apply to the Meshuch Mechama. Chutz mechamish dvar mamur mepasha. Except for five halachas that are mentioned. Loi pereya, he doesn't let his hair grow long. Veloi perim, he's not allowed to rip his clothing when he's an oval, rachmal and tzlan. Vei metamel krivim, he doesn't become tamei to any relative, even to the seven close relatives. Muzal psula, he could only marry a woman who's a psula. Vasa balmana, he may not marry an almana. Machsa as a ritzeach, if the ritzeach, when he dies, the ritzeach gets out of the mikla, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'chama me'en machsa. But this braisa said clearly that the kohen, who's meruba begodim, doesn't bring the power kohen ha-mashiach, which is an opinion of the chachamim. The braisa also said that the kohen sha'avar has the din of a kohen gadol, except for halacha par yom kippurim v'asiras eifa, which is the opinion of Reb Meir, says the Gemara. So we see that this is the opinion of Shimon, and in one question he passed like Reb Meir, and one place he passed like chachamim. Says the Gemara, V'hai m'maydir of Shimon hi. But ask the Gemara, what makes you say that this price affouls the opinion of Shimon? Says the Gemara, Omar papa, man shamat lei the Omar. Who is the Tana that is of the opinion that we learned earlier on the Aftes, that the Kohen Gadol is part of Tumas Mitzvah G'doshav? It was Reb Shimon. So that's an indication that this price represents the opinion of Reb Shimon. Chutz mechamish dvar mamur b'pasham. The Braisa said that the Kohen Mashiach Mechama doesn't have all the other halachas that apply to Kohen Gadol, except for those five that were indicated. Menani mili, ask the Gemara, how do we know that these five halachas apply to the Mashiach Mechama as well? The Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, V'Kohen Gadol me'echav, ashi yutzak arosh ha'shemen ha'mishcha, umilei es yodoi lilbosh es kahana. As a begodim, kain gadol mekoyachav. That's the kain gadol. Asher yutzak arosh Hashem na mishcha, zem meshuach mechama. Umile es yodel libush es begodim, zem meruba begodim. Akulan hu oimer es roisha la yifra begodim la yifrav vakom mashmeis la yavai. Yochel ye kulan makrivim einanim. We would think that all these individuals who were just identified could continue bringing their kabbanas with their einanim tamaloimer. The pasuk says, "Kim shemen mishlus elkav olav, olav." Regarding the kohen gadol, does that halacha apply? V'loy al chaveroi, not regarding someone who's not the kohen gadol. Says the Gemara, "Vakash chelkay kasev." Now that we differentiated between the kohen mishuch mechama and the other kohanim gedolim, that he's not, that the kohen gadol can't, could bring kabbas when in oinen, and he cannot. Yochel layem etzuva b'sula. He should not have to only marry a b'sula. Tamalayim, the pasuk says, "Vahu isha b'sula yikach," to teach us that he only can marry a b'sula. So we see from here that the kohen mashuach mechama has the din of a kohen gadol regarding priya tumas krivim b'sula and asur balmana. Says the Gemara, this question. Must he marry Psula? May he not marry an almana? Says the one is actually machlok tanoim. The pasuk says, "Who isha b'psula yikach." The pasuk, we said that it's coming to teach us about Meshuch Mechama. Says the Gemara, "Achas shechila kasev." After the pasuk separate him from all Kaharim Gedolim. The Kaharim Gedolim can't do can do avoid the one, and he can't. Says the Gemara, the pasuk has to tell us that still he may not marry an amana. He must marry a psula. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Kivayma only ela shava machmas kiryay. I would think that the kohen is a person who was temporarily tamei. He saw Kerry, machmas mumen. But let's say he became disqualified because he became a balmum menayin. How do we know that that individual also may not marry an amana, must marry a psula? Tamloima dextra vahu. So we see there's a machloikis. What does the word vahu come to teach us? Does it come to teach us that this halacha about basula, amana, applies also to the kohen meshuach b'chama? Or is it speaking about a kohen she'ovar? But a kohen meshuach b'chama doesn't have this limitation. By Rav Ram Nachman, Mashiach Shinatstara, a kohen gadol that became a metzora ma'al b'amana, will he be allowed to marry almana? Says the Gemara, by Minei Rav Ram Nachman, do we say that he can never marry Almana, and therefore this way Rashi explains the Mara, and that remains forever? Or do we say that since Rahman al-Tzlan he became a Mitzayra, that the halacha that he can't marry Almana, must marry with Psula, falls away? Says the Lo'ayav B'yadei. Rav Nachman didn't know how to answer the question. Zimnan says the Gemara Avi Yosser Rapapa v'kamei Beile. One time, Rapapa was asking this question: what's the halacha about a kohen Mashiach that became a metzora? May he marry an almana? Amalei hunu bered Rav Nachman Rapapa. Tanina, we can learn it from the Braisa. The Braisa says only al shava machas kiryay. I would only think that if he can't marry Amona, must marry a psula, if he was temporarily incapacitated because he became a balkeri, of a bachmas mumun, but if he came balmum, which is permanent, menayin, tamalayim vahu. So the pasuk clearly teaches us that even this individual who was a kohen gadol and became disqualified still may not marry an Amona and must marry a psula. It says the Gemara, when Rapapa heard what Huna, the son of Rav Nachman, said, come Nashke Bereshe, he kissed him on his forehead, V'yavle Barte, and he gave him his daughter as a wife, to show that this is a person that is a Talmud Chacham, and when you kiss somebody, and when you give him your daughter, what you're showing is that I want to connect myself to this person. And this person who proved to be such a great Talmud Chacham is the person that we want, that he wanted to connect himself to. We just want to announce that amidst Hashem, we in all Torah are Baruch Hashem celebrating the Siyum on Seder Nezikin in Brooklyn on Tuesday, September 16th. You can find the details on OU.org Siyum in Bar Park. To please RSVP, it would be a very big covid and schus to have our chevra join in the Siyum.